It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. After the worst opening week in history, could earnings season turn things around for the stock market? The Money Beat crew breaks down all that and more coming up.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Welcome to Money Beat on Monday. I am Paul Vigna. Grosser and myself, John Carney, Kristen Schuller, and obviously, because I'm sitting here in front of a microphone doing my job, I did not win the Powerball lottery over the weekend. It was a big conversation on Friday if you all were listening. Yeah, I didn't win. So I will go out and buy another ticket, though, because, hey,
Wednesday.
Now it's up to $1.4 billion. How can you not take a bet on $1.4 billion, Steve Grosser?
You can't. No.
But your odds of losing are very, very large. In fact, you're almost guaranteed to lose.
But you're going to lose very little money. So,
well, it depends how much you put in.
I don't know, but I mean, even if I buy $2 worth of tickets, I'm going to have a lot of enjoyment thinking about how I'm going to spend that $1.3 billion.
$2, that's more than can get you more than a gallon of gas these days, which makes me think about the oil markets. Here's my awkward segue to the real world. Another losing bet today is just about anything in the capital markets. Another bad day on Wall Street, terrible day in China overnight, and oil down almost 6%, under $32 a barrel. That rally this morning lasted 26 minutes, Kristen.
It was short-lived, and we saw last week the worst week to start a new year on record for the S&P and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Concerns about global growth were weighing then, which, you can see a little bit of that in terms of demand for oil as well. And as we start a new week here, earnings season kicks off tonight, Monday night, after the close with Alcoa reporting. And earnings really seem to be capturing now the attention of the markets as they move forward and try to make up some of that lost ground in the first week of January.
That was a much better segue into a new topic, by the way. Yeah, let's talk about earnings. I mean, look, the markets are careening. Things are not really stabilizing. You can see equities today trying to eke out some kind of rally, but they're having a lot of trouble. The next big what's the word I'm looking for? Somebody help me. The next big thing.
On investors' minds.
On investors'
minds. What they're going to be keeping an eye on.
There's a word for it, but I'm flaking on it. Is as you say, Kristen, earnings. But earnings don't look like they're going to be very good this time around, are they?
No. Setting up for a third straight quarter of declines for the S&P 500, down 5.3%. That's the latest estimate from FactSet. If you strip out energy, which we know has obviously the energy sector has taken a beating, and S&P earnings as a whole because of this huge decline in oil. If you take out the energy sector, earnings for the last quarter of 2015 are expected to be flat. So even excluding energy, we certainly aren't looking at any major profit growth, which has weighed on the stock market. It did in 2015, and there are some expectations that the earnings picture will improve in 2016. But, of course, we heard that story at the beginning of 2015, and look how that played out.
And keep in mind, people are going to – earnings are backwards looking, right? That's what's happened in the past, what happened in the company's last quarter. What people are going to pay a lot of attention to is what the CEOs, what the CFOs say about earnings going forward. Sure, a lot of the analysts have good remarks about where they think earnings are going in 2016, but the stock market is telling us that there's a lot of skepticism about that thesis, that this might not be a year of increased profitability, or at least not as much increased profitability as people might have priced into stocks last year. Well, so they're bringing down those estimates.
It speaks to two things. I mean, the Fed always said oil and the rising dollar were transitory, and they're not looking that transitory.
Right. And look, the reality is, if this earnings season turns in another negative performance, this is what we expect. That's a third consecutive season that corporate profits have contracted. Not by a huge amount, but the bottom line, I think, Kristen, you pointed, they are not growing.
And people were really—
They are not growing.
People were
That's
really hoping that you'd see a lot more spending and therefore higher corporate profits going along with the fall of oil prices.
Right.
Because that's supposed to put more money in a consumer's pocket. When you're not seeing that, it casts doubt on that whole thesis. What if people aren't spending the additional income that they get to keep because they're not spending it at the gas pump?
Right.
If they're not doing that, well, it might not matter how low oil prices go.
And it goes to the whole argument of people say, well, if you strip out the energy sector, things look better. But every other company is supposed to get some kind of benefit from low oil prices. You're not you look at sales, you are not seeing it overall. And for a long time, sales have been weak and people have been pointing to it and everyone's ignored it because profit growth was still there. Now profit growth isn't there either.
Right. I think the big focus increasingly turns toward sales because you can only manipulate earnings, implement cost cuts, et cetera, for so long. And revenues this quarter for the previous quarter, what is about to start being reported tonight on Monday night, revenues are expected to fall for the S&P 500 for a fourth straight quarter. And so there isn't a lot of optimism out there that those are going to rebound anytime soon. The big factor there is global demand, not only demand in the U.S., but in the S&P 500, almost 30% of sales come from outside of North America. So the global picture certainly matters, too.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.